It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell, in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, the United States Patent and Trademark Office is canceling six of the trademarks belonging to Washington's professional football team. We'll find out what that could mean for the future of the organization and its controversial logo.
But first, NPR's quiz program, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is in town today to record their weekly show before a live audience at Madison's Overture Center.
This week, Wisconsinites will get to be made fun of as they test their knowledge against some of the brightest in the news and entertainment world, all while trying to figure out which facts are real and which not on segments like Bluff the Listener.
Rob talked with host Peter Sagal and panelist Maz Gibrani earlier this week about the pressures of being funny and about what humor they expect to find among the brats, the beer, and the cheeseheads in Wisconsin.
Peter, welcome.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
And Maz, welcome for the first time to Central Time.
I'm happy to be there.
Well, Peter, 16 seasons of Wait, Wait, if I have that right. How do you stay funny? How do you keep the funny coming?
I'm sorry, seasons are for pikers. Seasons are for amateurs. You're talking 16 years.
Years.
We don't take any time off. This is 52 weeks a year, give or take about 8 weeks. So yeah, years, my friend.
Well, that multiplies my question. How do you stay funny for that long?
You're implying that I'm funny to begin with. the trick is to set a very low standard when you start, and people just really reconcile themselves to it.
Well, and we're public radio people. We'll laugh at anything, right?
Pretty much, just to be polite. I mean, you know, no, really, like at the end of the show, like, instead of people applauding, they go, no, that was fine. Oh, yeah, that was good. Oh, yeah, you did a great job. That's public radio applause.
Well, Maz, what Peter could have done there was say, oh, we have really great panelists.
I know, you see?
Yeah.
No credit. I mean, I'm in on these seasons as well. I mean, of course, I come and go. I'm more like the panelists were like Navy SEALs. We come in, we do our thing, we head out. But I think the key is that we record, what, like 8 hours, and then we squeeze out a 45-minute shot of that?
Pretty much. It's pretty much like a Robert Wilson opera, one of those eight-hour things, and you just get the highlights. Actually, you know what it's like World Cup soccer in that, you know, it's 90 minutes. World Cup soccer is like 90 minutes, and then you can see the whole game in like 30 seconds of a highlight reel. That's sort of what we do. We record an awful lot, and then we just broadcast the highlights.
Maz, you're a panelist, of course, and you do a lot of stand-up. Is there a fundamental difference between the audiences in those two settings?
Well, the beauty of being a panelist is that you've got, you know, I got Peter, I got the two other panelists. So I get to just, you know, take a break in the middle and daydream for a little bit and kind of let my head wander and let them make other people laugh. Because if you're doing that in stand-up, it's not a good thing.
You can't just stand there silently for 3 minutes?
Yeah, I haven't done that in stand-up.
So you're on your way to Wisconsin now. Peter, is Wisconsin, I know it's not far for you, is Wisconsin a foreign territory coming up the highway there?
Absolutely. It really is. It's like crossing the boundary between worlds. All of a sudden, you know, there's like topographical variation, which is amazing. I understand you folk up there in Wisconsin root for a different football team than we do here, which I find really strange.
Wait, there are other football teams?
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird, you know. But I'm very much about the Prime Directive. In terms of Star Trek, we try not to interfere with your quaint lifestyle. We just come in, we pretend to be one of you, and then we leave.
Now, I notice you're coming to Wisconsin in June. Maz, we couldn't get you here in our brutally cold winter this year?
I live in Los Angeles, so I don't know. I mean, my research for Wisconsin was watching Laverne and Shirley. So,
like that, yeah.
That's all I got. And, you know, I can't handle you guys' winter. Although I think I'm actually doing stand-up somewhere in Wisconsin in September or October. Should I keep that date or cancel?
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah. Fall is the best time to be here in a lot of ways. No, definitely keep that date.
Well, all right.
Peter, the state government is always trying to entice businesses to relocate to Wisconsin, maybe offering tax breaks. What would it take to get Wait, Wait to relocate up stakes and just always do it from Wisconsin?
I mean, are you offering?
Well, I mean, I'm not. I have no say. I'll take you out for brats and cheese curds. I'll throw that on the table.
Pretty much. I'll tell you, I was recently in Milwaukee, I went up to see a concert up at the Riverside Theater, which, by the way, has the finest green room in all of entertainment.
It does. I've actually been back there. It's amazing.
It's amazing. I saw my friends Nickel Creek, and it was awesome. And we found this deli, and we stocked up on Sprecher beer and sausages. And basically, I would do it if I were to get one really good Wisconsin summer sausage, like an Usinger summer sausage. Is it Usinger or Usinger? I've never known.
Usinger?
Usinger? I do it for a
I go back
sausage.
And forth.
No one has ever attracted. No one's ever trying to attract us.
Hmm.
We're remarkably cheap.
Okay, yeah, you're not pricing yourself out of the market with just one summer sausage.
Well,
yeah. Maz, we know Peter loves your accents. You're known for doing some great accents. Do you have any Wisconsin accents in your repertoire yet?
Well, you know, Peter, I guess, gets letters whenever I do accents.
Yes.
So I just got to see.
Yes, I do.
Angry, offended letters?
Yes.
No one thinks I'm doing their accents right. And I'll make sure to offend somebody else this weekend. I'm not sure who yet, but because that usually
really
comes out in the fake story, the fake news portion of the show. So I'll work on a Wisconsin accent, see if I can offend the whole audience.
Peter, you're going to say
awesome.
Something? Yeah.
No, I was going to say that my favorite part is when Moz gets angry letters for doing his bad Iranian accent. And he is Iranian, but that doesn't seem to stop people from being indignant.
Moz, you can't even get the Iranian accent right? Come on.
I'm telling you, man, these Wait, Don't Tell Me fans are really, really, they're tough critics. And I don't know what to say. I think maybe I'm going to keep doing it till they come around and accept my artistry.
Well, no, wait, is this a case where you're doing, you know, West Side accent and the East Siders from Tehran are upset? Or how are you getting the Iranian accent wrong?
Well, you know, I mean, I'll do like, I'm sure they're writing in saying that sounds like an Arab accent, you know, where, you know, if I might, like an Arab might say Wisconsin and an Iranian might say Wisconsin. You see the difference right there?
I'm not offended yet. It was a subtle difference.
That's brilliant. I mean, but they will write in and they will say, no, that was not the. I mean, I'll do all kinds. I mean, I'll do Indian Wisconsin, you know. I'll do Russian Wisconsin. They're all really bad accents. Let's just face it right now.
And are you going to have any Wisconsin topical material in your show in your visit to Wisconsin, Peter?
I think it's a good question. I mean, you guys in Wisconsin, especially since the gubernatorial election a few years ago, have provided us with a lot of material. I remember having some fun with your fugitive legislators. That was pretty awesome. And as you also know, and I don't think Charlie's doing a show up there, which is a shame, but I don't know if you guys have figured this out, but pretty much every single time Charlie Pierce is on the show and is asked to make up our story in our Bluff the Listener segment, he places it in a small town of Wisconsin. Other people have noticed. I don't know if this comes to your attention. And the reason he does this, he will tell you, is because when he was a proud student at Marquette University in Milwaukee and worked on the student paper, one of his jobs was compiling, he likes to call it, you know, the bowling scores in agate type. So he was typesetting all these sports scores from tiny towns in Wisconsin, which he professes to be able to remember. So that's why Wisconsin will always have a special place in the history of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Excellent.
I don't know. Have you guys been up to stuff? Should we be on top of it?
Nah.
What's been going on in Wisconsin?
It's pretty quiet lately. Not like it was a few years back when you're getting all that material there. Moz, do you have any good Midwestern or Wisconsin-specific stuff you want to lay on us at the show?
Well, I'm a little worried you guys had a tornado last night. What's that about?
It's true. We do get tornadoes here a couple nights ago. No fatalities, knock on wood. We'll try to keep the summer like that. So we kind of take them for granted. They're bad when they happen. And you're in L.A. We think, oh, my God, how can you live with earthquakes menacing you? They hit everybody. How, do you have exactly the opposite thing on the earthquake versus tornado continuum?
Yeah, so far, you know, knock on wood, people freak out when they find out you live in L.A., and, you know, we've done all right with the earthquakes here. And I didn't know you guys had tornadoes, though, and now I'm worried. I mean, is that a common thing, or was it kind of like a tornado light tornado? Was it just high winds? Is that what it was?
No, there was an actual tornado. It looks like a lot of houses and trees hurt, but no, and some people injured. But again, no fatalities, and hopefully we'll keep it that way this season. No, there will be tornadoes around the state of Wisconsin. Many of them in any given summer. But I would say visiting, don't lose any sleep over the tornadoes. Okay, you do that for me, Maz?
I was a little worried.
Maz, this is the upper Midwest where I live as well, and, you know, tornadoes are among the most exciting things that happen here. it's pretty awesome, actually. It's like, ooh, tornadoes,
we'll get some
of those,
it gives us something
we'll get
to
some
talk about.
Beers and those sausages and just watch the tornado.
And from the safety of our basement, yes.
That is a perfect Midwestern evening. And you guys have movie stars, we have tornadoes.
Exactly. Peter, before we run out of time, I wanted to ask about the big transition, Carl Castle moving on to the role of scorekeeper emeritus. Yeah. Do you miss him already?
Oh, constantly. I did this show with him. I mean, let's discount his amazing talent and presence. I did the show standing next to him every week for 16 years. It's really weird that he's not there. And for many, many years, he was quite literally the face of the show. And that if you were to buy Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Tchotchkes, it had his face on it. It's very strange. I mean, the show is and will be different without him. But,
do you sleep with one of those pillows with his face on it?
I do. I whisper things into his non-existent two-dimensional ear.
And now, Peter, you've got this fresh-faced kid, Bill Curtis, with you.
I think he's got a future in this business.
Excellent.
He's all eager. He's all eagerness, big ears, and freckles. Now, do you guys know who Bill Curtis is up in Wisconsin? Right?
Legendary anchorman. Yeah, I was joking about the fresh-faced rookie.
Yes, I know. And the thing is, you know, Bill is a relatively youthful, I think, 73, but he loves this. I mean, it's weird to me. I was very surprised that Bill was so willing to step in on a regular basis because, I mean, the man's accomplished so much, and he has money, and he has businesses to run, and he has a production company, and no end of demands on his time. But there's just something about, you know, standing in front of an audience every week and making fart jokes and getting a laugh that appeals to, you know, everybody, I guess.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Peter, thanks. Good to talk to you again.
You too. It's a pleasure. I'll look forward to seeing you all in Madison.
And Maz, don't worry too much about the tornadoes.
All right, I'm going to put away my tornado gear. I was ready to go, but that's fine.
That was Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me host Peter Sagal and panelist Maz Jobrani talking to us earlier this week. They'll both be at Madison's Overture Center tonight recording this week's quiz show before a live audience. If you'd like to attend, go to the Overture Center's website or follow the link from the WPR.org website under calendar.